Everybody, thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Irem Said, with a Global Telesummit series from heartache to joy. We have one of the best pain experts back with us today, Julia Murray. She helped us last time when she was on. It was amazing. Her testimonials, her results with pain are incredible. If you haven't had a chance to look at her special offer page, do so now because you will be able to see some incredible before and after pictures which speak volumes about her ability. You will be able to see how she helped a person healed from scoliosis within two sessions, and you can actually see how there was this curve in the spine and then how just in two sessions that person's spine is completely straight. It is incredible. You can see that picture. There are some more before and after pictures where you can see the healing completely take place within days. And pictures are just awesome because we can actually see, this is visible proof, how quickly things can change. So, excuse me, for any kind of health or healing issue, she is absolutely amazing. Our topic today is complete pain-free living, especially super fast knee and back pain relief. I know a lot of you guys complain about back pain, any kind of joint pain, skeletal issues, skeletal muscular issues. So this call is going to be focused on that. We're going to do one-on-one work with people. Any kind of health issue that you want to have Julia work on, she's amazing. But when it comes to pain, you will actually feel the difference. Your pain level will go down while you're still on the call. It's really, really incredible to witness. So in today's call, we're going to talk about stuff like, are you prepared to live a pain-free life? Some people are so used to living with pain, they don't even know what it would be like. So are you ready for that? Our past experience, actually, that we have not let go of, usually manifest as pain or disease. So are you now ready to let go of the story of your past experiences and celebrate now? What would it take you to experience even greater health than you ever considered? And then what is your body trying to tell you? We have to talk about all of these things today. Like I said, Julia is amazing, and she gets the kind of results that are really, really rare to witness. So we want to welcome Julia back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again, honey.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here and to work with people. The last show was really incredible, and we had some great results with the one-on-ones afterwards. It was really good.
Awesome, awesome. So let's just jump right in, Julia. What do our stories have to do with physical pain?
Well, you know, Irem, let me explain it like this. Our brain is the computer, and life is spam. Life is always going to happen. And at night, we sleep, we release whatever we've experienced during the day. Sometimes incidents happen and we just can't wrap our head around it. We get overwhelmed, we get angry, we get depressed, we get sad, we are not happy with that person, how dare they, and we become the victim of circumstances, and we don't let that go. And it goes around in our brain for a couple of days, maybe weeks, and eventually we kind of let it go. But the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's happening and what has happened. So if that program is still there, we still got it running in the background. And anytime something happens that reminds the subconscious mind of that incident, we get triggered or we overreact or, you know, we get a pain, and we also keep on attracting those incidents into our life because we're running at that energy field. So it would happen with different people or different scenarios. It keeps on coming up and up all the time. And then eventually, you know, the body starts going into pain or getting disease because we haven't let go of that. We've still got that going on in our bodies. But when we can realize what it is and let it go and forgive ourselves, forgive the people involved or whatever the incident is, we've released that program and we can move forwards. I know it's hard to wrap one's head around this if you're not used to these kind of things, but honestly, I've seen instant release in people where, you know, on the last show we spoke about Jerry, who I met at the gym, and he was a super fit older man, and he was in my spin class, and he mentioned to me that he needed to get a heart rate monitor fitted because his heart kept stopping. Anyway, he came around for a session with me, and his left aorta was swollen as well. It was enlarged. And we did some work around it, and it turned out that his sister had committed suicide many years before. But he was holding that trauma and the pain of losing his sister in his heart. And the next day he went for his tests and he had an ultrasound, and he told his physician that he had been to me, and she kind of poo-pooed it. But anyway, the left aorta had gone back to normal size. He still needed the heart rate monitor, the pacemaker, not heart rate monitor, pacemaker. But his left aorta had gone back to normal size because he had let go of that trauma. So in his case, that was instant. You know, sometimes it can take a while before people get to the space where they can find what the memory is, because sometimes it's just so painful that we keep it hidden right deep down, and it's too painful for it to come out. It could take a couple of sessions, and eventually it comes out when we are ready to deal with it. It doesn't come out until we're ready to deal with it. So there's no forcing anything in the sessions. It will just come out. Anyway, that was pretty incredible. I was very lucky to be a part of Jerry with his heart going back to normal size.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I know probably a lot of people got so excited hearing about, you know, sometimes where it's instant relief. So you guys will get to experience some of Julia's work in a few minutes when we start working with callers on the phone. So make sure if you're on the phone, press *2 if you want to be in the queue, and we'll start working with people in a few minutes. But I want to ask a few questions before that. How does your healing work? What kind of healing do you offer?
Well, you know, it's kind of morphed into a lot of different things. I've studied quite a few modalities, and I used to stick to the book with all of them, but it kind of, whatever needs to come up in the session with a person, that comes up. I am testing to see where the brain and all the systems are out of communication. So I put some formulas together to put back that communication between the brain and the system. And, you know, exactly like a computer where the program's not running properly, when we get everything to communicate properly, then we feel like we are ourselves. Sometimes we can feel out of sync and we just don't feel right and we have a bit of brain fog. But when you put the lines of communication back together again, then we can think clearly and we feel 100%. I'm also raising the vibration to a loving vibration. So I work on the love field, which is the highest vibration that you can work on. So as I'm working on that with the loving vibration, the person that I'm working on, their energy starts resonating to that high vibration, and their body volunteers to heal itself because now they are running at a high vibration and they're actually healing themselves. I'm just facilitating everybody to heal themselves. So I'm bringing awareness to them and raising their vibration, and they are doing the healing. They're the ones that are brave enough to say, I want to feel 100% healthy. I want to feel like I'm living life. I want to feel like I love life. I want to feel like I love me. And that brings up another point, because so many people don't recognize how wonderful they are, how beautiful their souls are, how much love they have inside themselves. We look externally for all the love, for all the things to give us pleasure. We buy things, we do this, we do that. It's great to look good and do your hair and wear nice clothes and everything, but if we're not feeling good inside, it doesn't really help for long. It might help for 5 minutes, or the new car makes us feel good for a week, and then we're back to not feeling so good. But when we can recognize how amazing we are, and every single soul on this planet is amazing and beautiful and filled with love, when we can learn to love ourselves in that way, we can function properly. So my aim is to really to help people to get to that point where they can actually love themselves and believe in themselves, and then their bodies heal. Simple as that.
How wonderful.
Beautiful. I just love that. Thank you for explaining that. And it's great refresher for people who might have forgotten, because so much is going on right now, so much chaos. And you were mentioning earlier, Julia, that as you're working with people, more and more people right now are presenting emotional issues, emotional pain. So this is so important right now to address it, because when pain is not addressed emotionally, it is eventually going to show up as disease or physical pain. So do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, exactly that. You know, with COVID going on and with people being isolated, things really are manifesting as pain and depression. And, you know, exactly that, working with people and coaching and helping them to see how special they are and how beautiful they are and how they can move forward. And sometimes, honestly, Erin, you know, we really are dragging through the mud. That's what it feels like, because people are stuck. They really are stuck.
Yeah.
It's tough for them. You know, they just can't wrap their heads around what's going on. Well,
yeah.
That's exactly
how do you
it.
I'm doing the
muscle testing. I'm putting back the connection between the brain and the body. And sometimes, old traumas or memories will come up, which correlates with what's going on now. There's always a picture. It's like a little puzzle, and then finding the missing piece. And once I can help them to get over whatever happened in their lives or come to terms with it, then they're able to move forward. And also running the energy, and, you know, I run energy so that the energy can resonate to a higher vibration, and then you've got that feeling of peace.
Reading questions on the webcast, and there are a lot of people that raise their hands. So let's just, in between, work with some people too, and I'll keep asking you questions.
Okay,
I'm
sure.
Going to go ahead and unmute the first person in the queue, and that is area code 203. 203, you are unmuted. Hello, 203. All right, so that's not going to work. So, 707 area code, you are next. I think it's Dory.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, how are you, dear?
This is Dory. You're right.
I can see your caller ID. How are you?
I'm good. I am having some headaches and migraines again recently, and it's sort of been an off and on struggle, and I do have some medication that I can take for it, which gives me relief, which is merciful, but I'd love to not even have to take the medication, if you could see what you think.
Okay, sure. Hi, Dory. While I'm listening to you talking, something comes up that when you were 20 years old, what happened?
At 20, I had some interference with my parents on the man that I was going to marry, is what comes to mind. They were saying, don't marry him.
Okay. All right. So just going to do some.
And I did. And they were right.
All right. Is that your headache? All right. I'm just balancing your cortex brain. Do you have a migraine right now?
Yeah, I did this morning. I actually took a medication when I woke up at about 7:30.
Okay. So do you have any
pain
right now?
And I can still feel the pressure right now for it. I'm sorry?
All right. Okay, so you can still feel pressure. So I'm just busy working on your cortex brain and tapping that out. And also just doing some release on your issues with the parents and the husband. All right. How's your head feeling now?
I feel a little almost like effervescent energy in my head. Like it's almost like crackling and breaking up the pressure.
Okay.
That's awesome.
And I feel a lump in my throat.
Right. So the lump in your throat, is that a good lump or a bad lump?
It feels like constriction.
Okay. So I'm just going to work on the throat. And that could be, you know, that you've held back your truth and you don't speak out. So I'm just going to work on that. Just raising your vibration. There you go. You should start feeling like you really feel good.
Yeah, I can totally feel that. That's amazing.
And how's your throat feel?
Better. It immediately loosened.
Awesome. Thanks, Dory.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you, dear. Lots of love, Dory. Oh, beautiful. All right. So our next person in line is area code 216. You are unmuted now.
Hi. Hi. This is Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
And what's your issue, dear?
Very severe, dry, swollen sinuses that are creating chronic asthma for about the last 12 years. I get up several times during the night needing to use an inhaler. And no one can quite figure it out, but it's not getting better.
Okay. And so do you have a runny nose and all that stuff going on with the sinuses as well?
It's all dry.
Okay,
it's not dry.
A dry one. Okay. And have you been tested for allergies?
I've been to a lot of doctors, ear, nose, and throat. No. And I certainly have allergies. But this is not what my typical allergy presentation has been.
Okay.
It started as a bacterial infection and then never did go away.
Okay. For you as well, something comes up age 20. A lot of anger around whatever the incident was at age 20. So that comes up at the same time.
I have no clue.
All right. Do you hold anger, Sarah?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. So I'm just going to work on your, just going to tap out your cortex brain just to balance the left and right hemisphere. And I'll just run a little bit of energy on your sinuses. I have the feeling that yours would probably take a bit longer than this, but let's just see if we can give you some relief right now.
Okay,
and out of 10 being the worst that it feels, what are you on?
Maybe a 6 right now.
All right, so let's just see if we can drop it a point or two there. And what would that feel like to be sinus-free?
Pardon me? What would what feel like?
What would that feel like to be sinus-free in your body? How would that feel to breathe and...
Beyond wonderful.
Sinus, yeah. So are there some restrictions going on in your life right now where you feel like you can't breathe with life?
Well, you know, there's a job that makes it, it's difficult. And I have to be in an office, so it's not even like I can work at home.
I'm just putting some energy, giving your lungs a boost.
Okay.
So you were on a 6. What are you on now?
Maybe a 5. It's hard to tell exactly.
I feel like you've got some more things going on, you know, that would probably benefit from a one-on-one to address and to really work on.
Okay.
To give you some relief and just possibly whatever's going on, you know, that you can move forwards in your life.
Okay.
All right, let's just give one more boost. Are you holding on to grief?
Possibly.
I've
done a lot of work to try to release it, but that's certainly possible.
How do your sinuses feel now?
Maybe about a 5. It's still not a...
Yeah.
Not appreciable change.
It's going to take a little bit of work on that one-on-one.
Okay.
You've got the time.
Fair enough. Thank you so much. Thank
you
both.
All right, sweetheart.
Have
thank
a beautiful
you.
Day.
Lots of love.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. That brings up a very interesting point. Why is grief so hard to let go, Julia?
You know, sometimes, Erim, if we let go of that grief, then we're not honoring whatever it is that happened. For example, when someone passes away, if I let that go, it means I don't love them anymore. You know, on a subconscious level. And sometimes we can just get so caught up in that grief that it's so painful and so hard to let it go. We get stuck and we can't move forward. But once we can get past that, then you're moving forward. It doesn't mean you're letting go of the person that you loved or whatever that happened. Trauma can be really hard. You know, we get stuck in it and we bury it down. We just
and it's at
it.
So many levels. And I ask this because it's been my personal
experience. So I just want everybody to know, I mean, you guys have heard, I've talked about losing my mom. And it's been so many years. It's been 6 years now, almost. And I recently went last month. You know, I talk about my Sufi teacher a lot. He's in Lahore. One of the reasons why I moved to Pakistan was to be near him. And from the day I arrived here, Julia, he kept insisting that you must go visit your mom's grave. And I had been here for so many months. Of course, granted that her grave is 3 hours away, but that's not, you know, too far of a journey to make. I usually have some business in that town anyway. And I would go to that town, but I would not go to her grave. And every time I said, well, I don't feel anything. From the first time that I went to her grave all these years, I don't feel anything. I just go there. I feel a complete disconnect. And I just pray and I come back. And I can't be there more than 5 minutes. But he kept insisting, no, you must go and you must pray and we must do our Sufi zikr together. So, Dori, this would be interesting for you because Dori does zikr with us regularly. So I went there and this time, Julia, I finally, when I started doing zikr, which is zikr is a Sufi meditation, right? You basically open up your heart. And I tell you, I immediately, my heart opened up and it was as if she was standing right next to me. And I bawled like a baby. I cried and I cried and I cried. And all of those feelings and the love, everything came back. I couldn't stop crying. It was after so many years, I finally could connect and I could cry. And I realized, wow, there was all this grief that I hadn't even tapped into.
Yeah.
And here I am. I get a lot of energy work. I do a lot of work on myself. I do a lot of things. And, you know, sometimes you're right. Sometimes, I mean, there's so many levels. There's so many reasons. And when we are ready, we will tap into that and we will release it. And it was just a beautiful experience after that. And I felt a beautiful connection to the divine, actually, after that. I, you know, went back on the road right after that. And for 4 hours, it was as if I was just in the embrace of the divine.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But grief is a tough one, for sure. Grief is tough.
It's very hard. So, you know, you buried it deep, deep, deep because, you know, it's hard to face that because then it's final, you know. Once you face that head on, now it's final. We're so hurt. We push it down. It's like having one of those, a kist or a chest, and you put all your things in there, you know, your treasures and everything. And then, you know, I talk to my clients and I say, you get this chest and you get gifted these ugly Christmas sweaters. But because this aunt that you love so much gave it to you, you're not going to give it away. So you put it in the chest there and you never pull it out, but it's there. But one day when you clean that chest out, it's so amazing to get rid of all those ugly sweaters. And then you've got space, you know.
Yes.
And that's what happens.
Yes.
Space. But it can be difficult. Of course it can be difficult. It takes time. Everything takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a grieving process for everything. It's just that you don't want to become that emotion. You don't want to become the grief. Because then we get stuck and we cannot move forward. So eventually we need to deal with it and be able to move forward. After all, we're living. We need to move forward. Why not enjoy the life that we have on this planet? We can do some good ourselves for other people by moving forward. And by dealing with our grief, maybe we can help somebody else. You know, we can help them.
Yes, yes.
Each person feels differently.
Absolutely.
Nothing is the same, but we can be there for someone else and help them.
Mm.
It's always good to raise
the
vibration on this planet. We all need to do it.
Yes. We do. We absolutely do. And I just want to mention for those that are on the webcast requesting healing work, please come to the phone line and then raise your hand and send me your phone number on the webcast. If you have a really severe pain and it's a chronic issue or something like that and you absolutely need Julia's help today, please make sure you message me on webcast with your phone number so I know how to pick you out of the queue, okay? All right, right now we're going to move on to the next one in line, area code 617. You are on.
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Who's this?
This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you clearly. And what is your challenge today, dear?
Yeah, so my challenge is I have two things. I had type 2 diabetes from 2006 to 2013, and now it's returned. And I think it has to do a lot with, you know, being in the house and not doing things that I normally do. Like, I've switched since I found out, but eating well, exercising. And then the second thing is I have arthritis in my pinky fingers. So both pinky fingers have what I call crystals in the joint area. And that does ache. So I have the two things going on.
Okay. And hi, Deborah. Thanks
Hello.
For coming on the call. The pain in your pinky fingers, what is it right now?
So right now, it gets worse towards the end of the night. So right now, it's probably a 6.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I'm just tapping into your energy field, Joy Sam's work. Deborah, tell me, what happened when you were around 30? It's a specific event that
happened.
Yes,
30, my mother and father passed away, cancer, 2 months apart from each other.
Okay. And it looks like you never quite got over that, so that is something to work on. And is there a feeling in your life of when you look at life or look at your life, is it happy or is it a little bit sad and things not running as they should do? So the sweetness of life, is it there for you?
Exactly. I have a very good life.
Right.
I know the type 2 diabetes, when it started, my son, who loved basketball, was being verbally abused by the basketball coach, you know, to the point that he was let go at a different year, not the year that my son was in, but it had been a historical thing that he was doing to the kids in the locker room. So I think you protect your children all you can, and you just didn't know that something was happening behind closed doors. So that was one thing. Right now, I think because before I was sheltering in place, I traveled a lot. I met a lot of people. So I had a different lifestyle, and now I have a quiet lifestyle, which is good. You know, there's no worries on many things. But I know that the shift. Yeah.
So this is quite a bit going on there that needs to be, that we could release. I'm going to work on your fingers right now. I would say the act of relief on your son and what happened over there might just be better off doing privately. So I'm going to work on your fingers. So what I'm doing up right now is a little bit of breath work and raising your energy field to resonate to a loving energy field.
Okay.
And I'm specifically working on the fingers. And can you try bending your hands, and how do they feel? How do your fingers feel when you wiggle them about?
Yeah, so they did crack when I first had them, and they had this like little dull ache.
So what would the pain level be on now?
A 4.
Okay, so it's going down. So let's just let it go down a little bit more. What would it feel like to have no pain? How would that be?
Would be wonderful.
And how do your fingers feel now?
Yes, they feel better. They're moving easier. I think it's a 2.
Okay,
I think it's a 2. Yeah.
Okay. Should we go for 0?
Okay.
How do you feel now?
It's saying a 0, so it does feel easier to crunch my hands down.
Awesome. Well done. Look what you did.
Thank you. Thank you. That's pleasure. Wonderful.
Pleasure. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you very much.
Did you say your word now, honey?
Excuse me?
Where is your pain level now?
Oh, so for my
fingers.
Where did
you say it was?
It's a 0, and my fingers are moving.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Will that
awesome.
Make also
great.
Maybe the diabetes?
Beautiful. Love it. Awesome. All right, my dear. Thank you.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Happy that you are pain-free now. You're so welcome. Whew, that was awesome. All right, I was reading some questions. So I want to go ahead and unmute Heidi. You're going to be next. She says, I have severe pain in my neck and shoulders running into my arms, and I have a hard time even using my arms. So let me find you, Heidi, and you are unmuted now.
Hello, how are y'all?
Hi,
Hi
Heidi.
There. Hi.
Hi.
So,
Heidi. You have pain in your neck and arms.
Yes. Yeah, I have. I was in a car wreck about 4 years ago, and it messed up my neck real bad. And now it just feels like my neck's out of place, and it's hard for me to hold up my shoulders, and the pain's running into my arms. I'm now on both sides, and it's hard for me to use my arms.
Wow. And, Heidi, is the pain on both sides of your neck?
It's worse on the left side.
Okay. And the motion of your neck, can you turn your neck from side to side?
Well, my range of motion is not real good. No, I
okay.
can't.
All right. And the level of pain out of 10, 10 being the worst pain?
9.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to work on your neck for you, and let's just see if we can get a little bit of motion back into it. So we're raising your frequency to resonate to the loving frequency, and if you can give yourself permission to feel love, and we're starting to work on your neck. Did you hit your head in the car accident?
I had a whiplash and a concussion, yes. And it out of that, I had swollen and inflamed spinal cord.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm just going to work on the SB joint, which is the sphenobacilla joint. It's a little muscle in the brain. And when we suffer a trauma to the head, that muscle can get locked. So it pulls everything. It locks everything in. Running all the way down the spine. So I'm just going to loosen that up. Are you sitting? You sitting down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm just moving to your neck. For me, it feels like the left side is tighter.
Yes, and it hurts when it's like hung up. The vertebrae feel like they're just hung on this left side.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going to work on loosening up the neck for now. Do you have support in your life, or do you feel like you have to do things on your own?
Everything on my own, yeah. I live by myself.
Okay. And is that a pain in the neck?
I'm sorry?
Is that a pain in the neck, doing everything on your own?
Oh, yeah, and my shoulders, too, tight, very tight.
Okay.
Yeah, after the wreck, they said I had Meniere's, so I have a lot of dizziness that I can't drive a lot of times.
Okay. Can you just test your neck and move it from side to side and see if you've got a little bit more motion?
Yes, absolutely, I do.
Okay.
Not
just
quite as tight. I still feel a little twinge, like muscle tightness on the left side, but not as bad.
Okay. I'm still working on the left side. Well, I'm working on both sides, but the left side feels the worst. So just working on that. How does your shoulder feel?
A little bit looser. A lot of times when I raise my shoulders up, it pops real bad in this neck area and the scapula.
Okay.
It just pops.
Yeah. That's on the left-hand side, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's all stemming from your neck, so that's where I'm concentrating on right now. I don't know how old you are, so forgive me if I get the age wrong, but it feels like there's something that happened around age 50. There's an emotion of anger around there. It's a specific event.
50?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably I was going through a, starting going through a divorce.
Right. Okay. And have you let that go, or are you still holding on to that?
I don't know if I have or not. Sometimes I think I have, and then other times I think I still hold on to a lot of the anger and disappointment.
So there's some anger there which you're still holding on to. How would that feel to be able to let that go?
It would feel releasing, just independent again. It would feel great.
How's your neck feeling?
It feels a little better. Still hung right up under the skull, where the neck catches the skull on the left side, and it, when I bend over, it pulls all the way down into my lower back too.
Okay, so that's on the occipital ridge. Erin, how much time do we have?
Why don't you go ahead and finish
do a little
work
bit
with
more?
Her. I want to
okay.
make sure she gets
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I'm just going to work under your skull there. So while I'm working on you, I'd like you to just go to those events of your divorce and getting divorced and all the feelings, all the anger that you have and frustration. Just go into that space and think about what was going on there. And I'm just doing some releasing on that for you.
Okay.
And that could possibly also help to loosen up the pain that you've got in your neck. I'm still running the energy
okay.
at the same time. And if you think back on that time, does it feel lighter? Feel
yes, and I, Yes, and my neck does feel looser also.
Right. How's the back of your head feeling?
Feels much, much better.
Okay. How's the mobility of your neck? Turn it from side to side.
Yeah, still pulling on the left side up on the top of the shoulders, and every time I lean over to the right, it pulls, and then it pulls real, you know, all the way down into my lower back.
Right. And that could possibly, you know, take some time. I'm just going to work a little bit on your shoulder. Let's just see if we can loosen that up a bit. So that's the back of the shoulder. That it feels like it's moving a little bit there. And just take the shoulder for me.
Yeah, it feels better. A lot better.
Okay. So possibly there could be a little bit more work to be done, you know, relating to traumas and the trauma of the accident, maybe just working on that memory and a little bit of housekeeping on the spine and all the rest of it, just, you know, to get it into full alignment. But the pain level right now, what are you feeling?
Maybe a 4.
That's dropped from a 9 to a 4.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, my head feels much lighter.
Awesome.
So we're gonna stop here now, Heidi, honey. Hopefully, if you can, we're gonna talk about her offers that speaks to you. Go ahead
okay.
and get a session with her where you'll get plenty more time for her to work with you. I just wanted to make
okay.
sure you at least went from a 9 at least down to somewhere where it wasn't going to be hurting so bad. And
yes.
hopefully the 4 is going to go down anyways. Yeah, because energy takes a little bit of time for it to process. So hopefully it's going to go down more. Keep me posted, okay? Let me know on webcast where it is in a few minutes. All right, lots
yes,
of love,
you.
Dear. Love to Texas. Give a big, big virtual hug to all of Texas
okay.
for me. I miss Texas.
Okay. Oh, okay, I will.
All
thank
right.
you very much.
Oh, I just wanted to mention something.
Thank
that
you.
Heidi, I just wanted to mention
yes.
that the energy will keep running. So it's going to keep running,
okay.
and you might feel a little twang here and there. The pain might come back and then subside again. So the energy keeps
okay.
running for 72 hours, so it might just subside.
Okay,
please
great.
Keep
All
me
right.
posted.
Thank
I want to know. Okay, dear.
All righty,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, cool. I just didn't want to run out of time before talking about your offer because there are a lot of questions about how people can actually work with this and what can this package help with. So let's go ahead and look at the offer, which is orderjoy2020.com/painfree. Painfree, I'm sure I don't need to spell that for you guys, but it is orderjoy2020.com/painfree, painfree, no space. Or just press the special offer link. And you guys can see the before and after pictures that I had mentioned. Look at these amazing feedback right below the pictures. These are all pretty much from Heartache to Joy people that worked with Julia, and these are the results that they got. It's really, really amazing. Pain went from an 8 to a 2, 7 to a 1, moved from a level 6 to a 0. Then another person said within 30 minutes, the pain was completely gone and my mobility was 100% back. So this is really, really amazing stuff. And I want to invite Julia to talk to us about what this package has and what can it do. And don't forget to listen to my audio testimonial here as well. When Julia worked with me, I actually forgot about this. When she worked with me, that was actually on April 29th.
and this was in the shoulder area and the neck. Whoa, bitch, by the way, Julia,
yes.
So interesting. I'm reading it right now. We're talking in October 14th. So April, May, June, July, August, September, October, 6 months, and it's not there. It hasn't come back. The pain is still completely gone. So that was really, really amazing. Before that pain that I mentioned in this testimonial was really severe, and it had been there for a while. It was not going away. And the shoulder area, I had actually, a couple of years prior to that, I had injured that in a workout. And I remember I told you, Julia, that my mobility in the left shoulder, like I could not raise my arm all the way up.
Yeah.
And then you worked on me and that was released and my mobility came back. Well, right now, my mobility is more like I am raising. I have extended my left arm all the way up and I'm bending it now and I'm touching my right cheek with it. I mean, it is 100% mobility. It's amazing. Amazing.
Great.
So 6 months later, that's what's going on. All right. So tell us about this package, please.
So, Erin, in this package, there's going to be group sessions. It would be one a week, so interactive on Zoom live, and we'll work on different areas, and whoever's on the session can also ask questions, and we can concentrate on that, but the energy will be going on the whole group, so we'll be working specifically on different areas live with them. And it's, you know, the group energy can be really, really powerful, especially when everybody's there together. And so that, I think it's going to be really powerful. And then I'll end each session with a small meditation, bring in some meditation, maybe just, you know, for manifesting good things in their life and for releasing and for raising love and for self-love. A lot. I'm all about self-love. I'm all about the loving vibration in this universe and learning to love ourselves. So I think it's going to be really, really special. And then there's an add-on, which is a one-on-one session. And so whoever wanted to come on a one-on-one session, they can book an appointment with me and I'll work with them one-on-one. And you got a little taste of, you know, where we can find what's holding a person back or where we're stuck. Then we work on that and work on the pain levels one-on-one. And I think I believe those are 30 minutes. So it's, and it's also at a really, really great price.
So, let me go over this one more time so everybody understands completely. There are 5 group healing sessions, and we've talked about this before, that when you are in a group, you are actually able to clear stronger because you are working as a group, so everybody's energy kind of amplifies. So all of the topics are listed here. Week 1 is neck and vagus nerve. Week 2 is back. Week 3 is shoulder, then hips, then knees, okay? So that's all in the group clearings. You also have an incredible bonus, which is clearing your manifesting channel, which is going to start working immediately upon purchase. And do you want to say a little bit more about this, Julia? Because this is clearing the root chakra.
Yeah. So actually what I'm going to do is there's a bonus 6 session, and then we'll work on the chakras and the manifesting chakra as well. So that will be a complete session working on the chakras and on the manifestation. So the chakras line up with our endocrines, and the endocrines are very important glands. When they're healthy, then we are healthy. And each chakra lines up with each endocrine. So it's really important to have strong chakras running at a high vibration. So we'll be working on that, and I'll explain which endocrine lines up with each chakra and we'll go through them one by one and running the energy at the same time. So that will be in the sixth, the last session. That will be a bonus session for the group.
Awesome. Beautiful. So that's our that bonus. And then you have chakra balancing for the seven chakras, which is a bonus call. It is an extra call at the end of five calls.
Yeah.
And that package right now is $147. And for a limited number only, you can add one person, either a family member or loved one, for free to this package. This is really, really a great, generous offer right now. So you're literally getting two packages for the price of one. And that is phenomenal. And then if you want to get a personal one-on-one session with Julia, then for a slight add-on, you get everything in package A plus a 30-minute session with Julia. And this is where you can really, really rock it, where she can go really deep and you guys can work on any issue that you want. It's not just for back or shoulder pain, but really any issue that you've got going on. And am I correct in saying, I don't see it here, but I saw it somewhere, that it's 30 minutes, correct?
It's 30 minutes, yes. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay, perfect, perfect. So that is at orderjoy2020.com/painfree. Okay, very cool. Let me see if you guys have any questions. You can send them now. Okay, so, all right, still some, these are previous questions, requests for one-on-one healing. Okay, we'll check those out. All right, so Sadia just wrote in from Toronto. She said, hi, Irma. I took Julia's package when I was in a lot of pain all over my body. Her careful, precise, and intense work had such fruitful results in 30 days. Even now with all the callers, I was resonating with every issue and I'm feeling better than when I got on the show. Thank you so much, Julia, for your authentic and miraculous work. Bless you and bless you for bringing her on the show again. Absolutely my pleasure, and I'm so glad that you are better. And are these sessions effective on the replay or only live? No, you can get the energy on replay as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll keep looking for if you have any questions regarding the package. I would like you to share some of the results regarding the manifesting channel when that gets cleared, because that is the root chakra. I mean, that's really one of the most important. I mean, each chakra is important, but the root is where we manifest from. So do you want to share any results? What happens when people get that cleared?
Yeah, I mean, you know, once we have a strong root chakra and we can get over ourselves and not be stuck, we can manifest anything, you know. So I have worked on people who have been stuck and being out of work and not being able to find work, or being stuck in a job that they're there because they're just getting paid. And once they can open up that chakra, they move forwards, getting new jobs, starting new businesses. You know, I'm not going to say people have won the lottery or any kind of things like that, but definitely finances improve, you know, from working, being able to manifest a new job or manifest being able to work in a new business. And then when you're not worried about your finances, then it starts coming in slowly, but surely it starts coming in. I know for myself, opening up my root chakra and strengthening it, my business just started flying. You know, I eventually had money in my account and not a zero or a minus. So, you know, there's one lady that I was working with, and she was really, really stuck and doing badly in her business. and then trying to sell the business and couldn't sell it, and a lot of debt piling up and piling up. So eventually she actually just closed the business down, and she has her own little business running now, another one, and she got a fantastic job. She's making so much money. She's got enough money there saved up for 6 months. If she's out of work, she can pay rent for 6 months. I mean, she's worked at it, but she opened up her channels in order to be able to do that. So, yeah, I mean, people suddenly getting interviews for jobs that they never thought that they'd be able to do. It's all about belief in self, you know?
Yes.
Once you can open yourself up and believe in yourself, you can do anything.
Mm.
I don't think there's any magic wand for, you know, for something to happen. But when our energy shifts and we feel insecure within ourselves, the whole world around us shifts.
Absolutely, It is huge. And here's another thing. Talking about pain, you want to hear something exciting, because this is so true. Dory, you know, you worked with Dory just a few minutes ago. She wrote back in and she said, you know, one more thing about pain and chronic pain is how draining it is. After my call with Julie, I jumped out of bed and told my husband that I felt so invigorated and had so much energy in addition to the headache now lifted. I'm floating on a cloud and I feel so light. Ah, thank you again. That is so such a good point, Dory. Thank you for pointing that out, that pain drains our energy. You know, that is also draining our manifesting abilities. When you are in pain, your body is so busy trying to deal and cope with the pain that you're just drained. You're not left with other energy. So I'm so glad you wrote back in, and I'm so happy that you're continuing to feel better. I don't know what that sound is.
Well,
I hope your phone battery is not dying.
No,
and then
I'm good.
Heidi also wrote in, and she says her pain level is actually lower. That is so great. And she said, I am feeling great. Thank you again. That is so awesome. Thank you for letting us know, Heidi.
And the thing is that they are working on themselves. So they're giving permission to let go of whatever it is that they're holding on to, which is really brave, because it's, you know, it's taking that first step of saying, I want to move forward and I'm prepared to let go of all the ugly sweaters in my chest. I'm going to clean it out and I'm going to move forward now. And, you know, then they find someone who can facilitate and help them to release that. So well done to them, because it's brave to phone in and say, hey, I've got this going on, you know, and everybody's listening in on it as well. And also it's painful to address whatever's going on in our lives. The same way you spoke about grief and hiding that and pushing it under, everything that happens in life that we don't resonate with, that hasn't been pleasant, it's painful, and it's painful to address those memories again. It's really, really hard. So the people that actually step up and say, I want to improve my life, fantastic. Well done to them. They're breaking free.
Awesome, Julia. It's Gretchen. It was Irem's phone that was beeping.
Right.
Her credits ran out, so I'm right now to help facilitate the rest of the call. But this has been fabulous. And while we're here, I'd love to talk about my experience with working with you. So I reached out to Julia a couple weeks ago. I was having some issues with my shoulder as well. I think somebody else was having some issues today with their shoulder. It was almost like it was frozen. I had some severe pain, especially when lifting it to the side and putting it behind my back. And so Julia worked on it, and quickly the pain subsided. The pain was definitely going down, and it's Each day it gets better because this is just recent, and the frozen side of it seems to get better each day as well. So I can't completely move it the way that I need to, but it is improving with each day. So I thank you for that, Julia, because the pain was so intense for a while. Sleeping was hard. Just any day kind of movement was hurting it, and definitely interrupting my quality of life. So without that pain, I'm sleeping better. And definitely am on the mend. So I thank you for that, because I know you did a lot of clearing for me, and that was in a session. So if you guys can take this opportunity to work with Julia, I highly recommend her. I know she helped me several months ago with some hip pain. And it was always linked to, you know, both of these pains for me were linked to old stories, old programming, stuff that I thought I had cleared. But definitely it showed its ugly head again. So thank you for that, Julia.
It's a pleasure. And I, you know, I just wanted to mention Gretchen, because we did more than one session on your shoulder. You know, sometimes it does take time, you know. It all depends on the person. Some people it's instant, and other people it can take a couple of sessions, and it's just to have patience with it. You know, it goes where it goes, and the stuff that we've got to deal with, it's not going to come up until our innate wisdom is ready to deal with it. So I can't force memories or traumas or whatever it is that's holding a person back. I can't force that to come up in that moment. The only stuff that's going to come up in the moment is what that person is able to deal with right then and there. So, you know, it can take time. Some people have had some really, really hard lives, and they've got a lot of stuff that they need to let go of and forgive themselves for and forgive other people for. So it can take time. And it's all linked to the pain, you know. So it's
the
our body telling us that there's something here, you know, and we need to release it. So it can take time. But it's always a pleasure to work on everyone. I love to see when people start seeing who they truly are. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. And so I have a question here. I don't think Erin read this from Lori. She's asking if it can work on my husband's hip too, an old injury, arthritis. I'm thinking she's asking, would the group calls, if she added him, would it be able to help with that?
Yes, absolutely. Whoever is in on the group call, we'll work on whatever we can work on with them. But yes, it can work. We're going to be doing some work on the hip anyway. So definitely it will work.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
And forgive me if she read this too, but I'm going to read it again. it says, the comment is, oh, wow, I'm so inspired by Julia. And apart from her wonderful work, she's so calm and has such a healing voice. The best part is she stresses so much on self-love, which is truly the root for how we live our lives. I just bought package B for my mom, who suffers from Parkinson's and is in constant pain. So looking forward to this. Bless you for bringing Julia on your show.
Oh, that makes my eyes leak.
Oh. Oh, I love that. All right, so Julia, let's work with another caller. Do you have time to do that?
Absolutely, I've got time.
All right, perfect. Okay, our next caller in line is area code 714. 714, you are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Nancy, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm calling really about an emotional issue, but of course it settles in my body as overall aches and pains. And I'm assuming it's unresolved emotional trauma. So I'm an empath and I feel very deeply. And my background is that
men, family in my life, have controlled women. And right now my father passed away, and so my inheritance is tied up under the control of my brother. And so it can only be doled out a little at a time. So I really ask for healing in this regard, because it impacts my life. Just like the other caller, I am on my own, and there isn't the support in life that is available to me.
Right. Okay, Nancy, let's just see what we can do with you. So, just tapping in now, there's a memory that comes up, something that happened when you were 19 years old. Possibly your father could be somewhere in the mix. There's the emotion of anger. What happened when you were 19?
I was in a car accident.
Okay.
And, yeah, and it was my brother's car. It was totaled, and it seemed to me they were more concerned about the car and it being my fault than they were about me.
Okay. Where do you feel that in your body if you go to that memory?
Right now I feel it in my heart.
Okay. What's the emotion that you're feeling?
Sadness. Grief.
All right.
That I wasn't cared for in the way I needed to be.
Right. I'm just going to do some work around I'm not cared for the way I should be. Just please say that for me. I'm not cared for the way I should be.
I'm not cared for the way I should be. I'm not cared for the way I should be. I'm not cared for the way I should be.
And just keep breathing, and I'm going to do some releasing around that. And just keep breathing.
I seem to be more of an inconvenience, a financial burden.
Okay, so how do you feel about that car accident now? Do you feel lighter, heavier, or different?
I feel a little lighter.
Okay. And so, with your brother being in charge of the inheritance and giving you money and you feeling like you're an inconvenience, where do you feel that in your body?
In my throat now.
Okay. What's the emotion that you feel?
I can't be, I'm not heard. I'm not heard to be understood.
Okay. So just say that one more time. I'm not heard to be understood.
I'm not heard to be understood.
And just
I'm not heard
to be understood. Okay. I feel a breaking up of emotions. Just keep breathing, doing some releasing. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And do you feel lighter, heavier, or different?
I feel different.
Do you think you can accept that your brother has had to take on this responsibility of looking after the inheritance and looking after the finances and everything that goes with it, and that possibly maybe he didn't want to have that responsibility, but if you can work together and the energy field can feel loving, then maybe you could accept him giving you the money lovingly and with love and give thanks. How would that feel?
It would feel better than the angst of not receiving my portion in full and having control or in charge of my own resources.
Possibly he's honoring, you know, what he's had to do, the responsibility that's been put onto him. But if you can find it in your heart to receive with love, you could shift that energy. I feel like you've done that already.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your insight and the continued healing, and many blessings to you.
Thank you, Nancy, and to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, let's take one more caller. Our next caller, your first three digits are 269. 269, you're unmuted.
Hello, this is Bella. Can you hear me?
We can. Welcome.
Great, thank you. I'm so glad you're able to call on my number. All right, so this is what's going on with me. I have chest pain and I have throat pain, and I've had it for over a week now, and I don't understand why it's not going away. But at the same time, I got so much emotional stuff going on that I wonder if that's the thing that's hitting me right now, and it's hitting me so hard.
Sorry, what did you say your name is? Thelma?
No, Cavella. I mean,
Cavella. Okay.
That's so sad.
Okay, so what is going on at the moment in your life? You've got some stress going on?
Well, you know how you have to let people go? So I had to let some people go. And it was just,
I'm going to do some... just run some energy and some clearing on that. I'm picking up that you're feeling a little bit abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to do some work around that. And how's your chest feeling now? And your throat?
I felt like a bubble come up, you know, from my chest up, which was quite interesting. Still feel a bit heavy, a bit emotional, but I just think that maybe that's going to take some time.
So, and your throat, is it clear?
My throat is feeling better. It's not all the way clear, but it is feeling better. I don't know if you heard how I felt the thing come up, like something came up out of my chest throat area, I thought that was interesting.
I'll just run a little bit more energy there. How's your back? Because I'm just feeling something in your back.
Yeah, I always have back pain as well. Yeah, I've just gotten used to it.
How's that feeling now?
I'm feeling lighter. Much lighter. I'm feeling,
how's your chest feel?
My chest has completely opened up. It feels good.
Okay. Awesome. And how's your throat?
I don't feel like I felt with my throat. Even my throat has opened up. Where I was feeling a 7 or 8, to give you a number, I'm thinking I'm down to like a 3 up the nose area. And it's something that you pick up the back, too, because I wasn't even thinking about that.
Okay. So, it feels like the upper back and around the shoulder area. That's where I'm feeling like there's something going on there. Let's give it one little boost there. I'm just going to balance your cortex brain so that the left and right hemispheres can communicate with each other. And I'm just going to balance the SB joint. Oh, you did something to your tailbone as well?
I thought. From having babies, it messed up.
Let's just do a little bit on your tailbone. Perfect. How's that feel?
I feel so darn light. I feel like freer for whatever reason. I know that's a crazy word to say, but it feels so good right now.
Awesome.
I feel
How's your pain level?
My pain level, we're gonna go with a 1 if there is a 1, because it's so freeing. I feel so light. I feel like I kind of want to float right now, which is so funny.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, that's awesome, Cavella.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Awesome. Enjoy.
Thank you. Can I ask if I should buy a program or you think I'm good?
Yeah, go ahead.
Should I? And if I do, which one do you recommend?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you might need some one-on-one. I feel like there's something going on over there. So if there's something specifically that you need to be working on, or get the group, whichever you feel like. But I feel like you could benefit from a one-on-one as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're so perfect. Welcome.
Thanks, Cavella.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Yes, if you can swing the one-on-ones, I highly recommend it. And the one thing I will say about Julia is she works hard to get you where you need to be. So she's not happy until you're feeling good. So I will say that wholeheartedly. So that was awesome. Thanks, Julia, for doing that.
Pleasure.
All right. So this, with Julia's offer, I just want to say, remember, you can bring a loved one to the group calls with her. So that bonus is available through Friday. So you have some time to take action on that. And I know that her calendar is opening or is open, and you can book your sessions now. It looks like everybody that's jumping in is jumping in on that offer, because you really can't, if you can swing the extra $50, it's definitely worth it to have that session with Julia. So I highly recommend that. So Julia, before we end today's call, is there anything you want to say?
Just thank you for having me on the call, and thank you for all the people that have jumped onto the call. And I'd love to see you on the group sessions. I'm really excited about that. I love working with people, as you know, Gretchen. I love seeing people find themselves and believe in themselves. And I'm just going to run a little bit of energy for the whole group and bringing everybody up to a vibration of loving energy, which is my thing. That's what I'm about. I'm just going to take a second to do that. And I'm running a special prayer in the background. And I just want to say I believe in everybody, and I believe that everybody is capable of healing themselves, and I believe that everybody is capable of stepping up into their highest potential. And thank you for having me on the call, Gretchen, and to Erin. Thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Thank you, Julia. This was a fabulous call. I'd love to see the work that you do. So thank you for being here, and thank you for sharing your gift with all of us.
Thank you, Gretchen. My pleasure. Have a great, great,
right,
beautiful, blessed day.
You too, and everybody else as well. Have a wonderful day, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.